Welcome everybody, Shin number 1451, Willinitari Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov, Vimabar, Zisa Lila Nishmas, Blima Basram, Moshe Lerfur, Shlemer, Fol Avram, Nisanel Ben, Masha Liba. Getting back to the halachas of Achana Lachoyl. Okay, we are sort of coming to the end of Achana. As with Hashem, then we want to try and work a little bit on Vedabadava, Mimsechevscha, those type of halachas like we spoke about from Sefer Klolim and branching out from there. Okay, just a couple of things he mentions which we know by now, but just to review, when it comes to sleep, that's not part of Hachana, it's no problem. Like a person, we said, the person could sleep for tonight to stay up, right? Just don't say it. You can't say it with your mouth. We spoke about Achila. These are just categories that he brings down. This is how he breaks it up. The Sefer Klalim breaks it up, and then he brings down the Klal in that Halacha, like sleeping. Sleeping, Litzarech Yom Acher, Mutter. And he goes through it, and then he brings examples. Dugmois, he brings example. That's how he brings it. This makes it very, very clear and understandable. So that's what he says. Mutalisha Mashabas Afilu im hu kadeshiya Arabian Akhar, wanna stay up tonight, whatever, tomorrow, Avalah Yoma, but don't say it. Okay. Now as far as eating, we spoke about also. We bring Akhila Litzarchiyam Akhar. Eating, this is how he brings it down. Eating for tomorrow, could I do that? Mutter, also allowed. Lechol Litzarchiyam Akhar, Ratam Shahila Loy Nakshiva Tircha. These things are not considered tircha. You'll say, what do you mean tircha? What's a tircha? What's not? What Chazal told us is tircha. Tircha is tircha, right? What Chazal said is not tircha, is not tircha. Okay, meaning like a little bit of a bothersome exertion, a little bit of a small amount of exertion. Okay. But again, not to say it out, right? Like we know the famous case, let's say that the Matzah Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, so you're allowed to eat more, right? Even though you're eating more specifically for Tisha B'Av, or whatever the case is, or even if a person's going to be eating more because he has a flight tonight or whatever, and he's not going to have, so he'll eat a big shalosh, he's leaving, so he's going to eat a big shalosh seudos, right? Usually I eat a small shalosh seudos, I just wash, I eat a little bilkla. Tonight I'll eat two bilkalach, and I'll have a chicken, and I'll have a nice big meal for Shalosh Seudos, right? So why are you doing that? You don't usually do that. Because I have a flight, okay, and I'm not going to be able to eat. I won't be eating till tomorrow morning, or whatever the case is. So could you do that? So yeah, you could do that. That's not considered tircha. But as we know, the condition by now, right? But you can't say it out. So we spoke about less than Tisha B'Av, but any eating, right? I want to eat a big shalosh sudos, right? So like this, I'll be set for tonight because I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm traveling. We might be a person might be driving somewhere very far, and they won't be eating for a long time. So you can eat extra, no problem. Eat kazunta es kazunta hate, right? But don't say it. Don't say specifically, yeah, I'm eating specifically more because like this I'll be able to, I won't have to worry. Besides the Tisha B'Av, the fasting we spoke about, like this I'll be able to travel, I'll be able to fly, whatever. I won't have to worry about the food till tomorrow morning. So it's a very important thing to keep in mind. So you have sleep, you have eating, but also all these cases, be careful not to say it. Okay, now, interesting thing, a machloikis, a poiskim, actually. They bring down, what about a goy? Could I tell a goy? In general, you're not allowed to tell a goy. You're lakum, right? You're not allowed to tell a goy to do something that you can't do. I'm not allowed to turn on the light. I can't tell the goy to turn on the light. Even a derabanan. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do a derabanan either. Something that's derabanan, right? So, hachana is a derabanan. How could I tell a goy? So it comes out that it's actually a machloikis, a poiskim. He says, nechloku a poiskim, the sefer klolim. Again, I'm reading from the Sefer Klolim, under the category of Alidei Nochri, what about telling a guy? So this comes out, it's a machlekes. Nech leku apayskim imuta loy melakum lehecha mishabas liyom liyaymacha. For another day, pula shasur li Yisrael, asayse mishum tircha. Because again, it's alt tircha. So all these things that we've been talking about that are not allowed to be done, could I tell a guy? So the those who say it's okay, right? Tam ham amatir. Why would some say it's okay? Why would some poskim say it's okay? Lemaisa, it's a derabanan, and you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a derabanan. How could you say it's okay? Shetam iser hachanim mishum liyom acha, hu mishum she'osru la'saisa tircha, because it's alt tircha. And we saw in the Mishnah even a small exertion. B'Shabbos v'loy shayech le'isur k'shatircha nasa al deyakum. If the guy does it, there's no tircha, there's no exertion. I'm sitting with my feet up on the table, and the guy's doing it. Right? I'm giving an example. Sheni mitzav al Shabbos. Oh, what about the so those are those who say it's okay. What about those who say it's not okay? Right? So it's we're not going to go through all the poskim. I just want to get the point across. Tama ois from those others say no, you can't do that. Shabachol isad rabbanan. It's isad rabbanan. What do you talking about? Nesel Yisrael, Lazayis Yisrael, Loi Ali Dei Akum. Can't tell a guy to do something for you, even the Rabbanan. V'loishna Yisra Achana Mishar Shavus. There's no difference Achana or other Shavusin. So we see it's a Machalikas. What's the bottom line over here? L'maisa, we do not, you can't just stam tell a guy like this to do hachana for you. Everything else is not the issue. We're talking about that is not allowed to be done. We're talking about just strictly hachana. So lemaisa you can't tell a guy, but it comes out the makam hefsid. If it's makam hefsid, the makam hefsid gadol. Some say it should be okay, but again, I want to just stress the point. We're not saying yes or no. One should talk to a rav if somebody has a issue whereby they know the case will come up. Right, they have to do something or set something up or whatever the case is, and could come up, let's say setting up tables, malafa malka, something like that, and there's no way afterwards, and they're going to tell a guy, you have to talk to a rav. You can't just take upon yourself, forget about it, a Jewish person doing it, but even to tell a guy, just talk to a rav and see if your case in fact falls into a makam hefsid gadol, or whatever the case is. So that's how he brings it down. That's how he ends off lemaisa that lemaisa alts when it comes to a hefsid, in other words, a question of a loss, for whatever a loss is, then there are many who are makel. But again, one has to talk to the rav and find out if their case is actually, it's not a question of hefsid, it's a question of if their case that they're dealing with is actually falls into b'makom hefsid. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. We'll end off with that. But I just want to make it clear that you can't just tell a guy to do hachana. That's for sure. Makom hefsid, there's a little bit more wiggle room. You have to ask a shayla before you do it and find out if your case is a real makom hefsid or not. Because just to say makom hefsid, everything's makom hefsid. You know, everything is a loss. If I don't do now, I'll lose time. I'll lose this. What does it mean, loss? You have to find out and ask a shayla. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch HaKol Tuv.